RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown scorer or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Friday, December 26th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And I hope you all had a great Christmas day. I hope the week is not over for you guys. Hopefully you took off work today, like it's a Friday. Take work off, get that really what should be a five-day weekend at that point if you take Friday off. So hopefully you all had a great Christmas one way or the other. I, of course, had a great Christmas. It's the best time of the year. How could you not have a great Christmas? But no matter what holiday you celebrate, I hope it's been enjoyable. But now it is time to turn our attention, full focus, to Eagles versus Bills, as we are now just a few days away, really 2 days, depending how you look at it, away from the Eagles in Buffalo playing the Bills in a huge, huge game, just like for a matchup perspective, right? The Eagles are kind of locked into what they're going to be locked into, and we're going to talk about potential playoff opponents here, where the Eagles could finish, and you know, who you would want them to play. But big time game just to see where the Eagles are at. I think the Bills will use it as a big kind of barometer game for them to see where they're at going up against the defending Super Bowl champions that are playing well. So I'm excited to get to Buffalo. I'm leaving the day for Buffalo. So if you're heading down to Buffalo, come hang out with us. The Go Birds Pod, we're going to be with fans of Philly all weekend, Saturday night, doing a big thing at a bar. Going to be a ton of Eagles fans there. Sunday, the tailgate. Going to be a ton of Eagles fans there. We're trying to convince James to jump through a table. I'm guessing he won't, but we are trying to convince him to do it. But I'm sure people will be doing it. It's going to be so much fun being in Buffalo this week with all of you Eagles fans. And hopefully a lot of you Go Birds listeners, real ones, auto downloaders, daily listeners, all those good people. So to come hang with us, I'll be tweeting out information about it. But also make sure you check out Fans of Philly. They'll have information out. So we will be there and we will be able, you can find us. And I want to hang with you guys, maybe do a drink with you guys. I mean, it is Buffalo, right? So I'm excited to get there. I'm excited to see you guys. Let's make it an awesome, awesome weekend in Buffalo with Fans of Philly. But let's get into the news of the day. Hey, maybe you're listening to this as you drive down to Buffalo to hang out with us. That would be really cool. So on the schedule for today, the Eagles back to work after taking Christmas off. At 11:50, Nick Sirianni speaks to the media. At 12:35, practice begins. Final chance to see who's out there and who is not. And then at 1:45, the locker room opens up and our final chance to hear from players this week. Maybe we'll hear what Jalen Hurts got him for Christmas. Or, you know, maybe not. Seems like something he would unnecessarily keep private. But that's what's on the schedule. Nick Sirianni at 11:50, 12:35, practice begins. And at 1:45, the locker room opens up. So let's get into it and talk about potential playoff opponents. Because we're really getting into the, like, you can truly see who they are maybe going to play. Now, earlier in the week, I kind of went through and did what I thought it was going to break down as. And obviously, a lot could change. Like, a lot of these teams are within one or two games. You look at their schedules. Now, I do think, like, some teams have tough schedules. But, like, the Rams play, I think it's, like, the Cardinals and the Falcons. So, like, they're probably going 2-0, right? The Eagles have Washington final game of the season. I think worst case, we could say the Eagles are probably going to go 1-1. So, you know, there could be some things that could change. Like, the 49ers have tough games, but they're playing well. But overall, when I looked at the playoff seeding currently and what I think is left, I came away with, I think this is likely going to be the playoff seeding. It's going to be the Niners number one, which is crazy, by the way. Also crazy that the Super Bowl is in San Francisco and the Eagles could potentially play the championship game in San Francisco. You never know, but just pretty wild. So I think the 49ers finish first. I think the Bears finish second. I think the Eagles finish third. I think the Panthers probably finish fourth, but honestly, who cares? Like, between them and the Bucks, kind of the same team. Fifth, I think, is the Rams. Sixth, I think, is the Seahawks. And seventh will be the Packers. So you look at what the first round matchups would be in that world. Packers at Bears, that's a great first round matchup. Rams at either Panthers or Seahawks. Rams at either Panthers or Buccaneers. Rams at Panthers is kind of a good one. They lost in Carolina earlier. I think the Panthers will be playing with house money. Like, that's a not super easy first game for the Rams in the playoffs when you're considering they were basically the one seed for a lot of the year. Now they're going to have to go to Carolina maybe. And then Eagles Seahawks. And we're going to talk about potential matchups here. But man, outside of it being like the Panthers or the Bucks, the Seahawks as a first round matchup, I know some will look at that and go, that's a tough one, right? I don't think so. I would rather play the Seahawks. So that's how I think it would look right now. But let's get into two different rankings here. So first, I want to look at how I would rank potential playoff games based off where they would be. And I'm going to use what I think the seeding would be, right? So we can talk about Niners in Philadelphia, but I don't think that's going to happen because I think the Niners are going to be the number one seed and the Eagles are going to be the three seed. So they're not going to play the Niners here. Of course, things could change for sure, right? And this time next week, we'll probably have to do it again because maybe the rankings will be different. But this would be my ranking of the toughest games the Eagles could play based, you know, like in the playoffs, right? So for me, the toughest game I think the Eagles could play in the playoffs would be at Chicago. Now, I'm not saying I think the Bears are the best team in the NFC, and I'm not like, I think they're good, to be clear. But going into Chicago in the cold after the Bears have already won a playoff game, I think is a really tough matchup. I think the Eagles can win it because I think the Eagles can win anywhere. They won last time they were in Chicago in the playoffs. Now, they did play the Bears this year, and that game clearly did not go well. It was one of the worst performances of the Eagles had this year. But I think going to Chicago, in that environment against a team that like truly believes in themselves. Like, I'm not following the vibes for every single NFC team, but I know every time I see anything with the Bears, I look at it, I'm like, that team looks like it is something happening. Whether it's Ben Johnson celebrating in the locker room afterwards, whether it is Caleb Williams wearing a cheese grater hat after beating the Packers while handing stuff out at a charity event. Like, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, I think, adds something to them. I think going to Chicago, when we know this team doesn't like playing in the cold, like, we know Jalen doesn't like playing in the cold, Devontae doesn't like the cold, and it's going to be cold. It's Chicago in January. There's a chance it's like a minus 10 degree wind chill that day they play. Maybe they could get lucky and it could be unseasonably warm. But even then, it's still in like an awesome sports city in an awesome venue with awesome fans. Like, I think that'd be a super tough game. So I would much rather go to Seattle, go to San Francisco than at Chicago. So I think the toughest game they could play in the playoffs is at Chicago. Second toughest game to me would be home versus the Rams. So this is strictly opponent-based. I think the Rams are, if not the Eagles, the best team in the NFC. Their offense is elite. They have an amazing pass rush. They have a good, like a decent secondary, not as great as I think they could be, but like they have players there. They have a Super Bowl winning head coach and quarterback duo. They always lose to the Eagles, and that's noteworthy, but they also play the Eagles tight. Like, they could have beat them this year in Philly. They could have beat them last year in the playoffs in Philly. The Eagles blew them out in LA. But I just think getting the Rams, it's a tough matchup. The Rams do things that the Eagles struggle to do, which is they win shootouts. I know they just lost one, but regardless, like, they score a lot of points and they don't commit penalties. And the Eagles struggle to score and they commit penalties. Now, you know, not to get into a debate I've had 1,000 times, like, I still think I would trust the Eagles in a big drive more than I would trust the Rams. Like, I think the Eagles would get it done, but the Rams offense has been really good this year and the Eagles defense is good, but I just think the Rams would be a tough matchup. So for me, the second toughest game that they could play would be home versus the Rams.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, third. This would be another away one. So they go, and if they finish third, in theory, there's only two away games they could play, right? First seed, second seed. So at 49ers would be three for me. I guess I have to believe in the Niners. Again, like the Rams, they have a Super Bowl head coach, quarterback. Now, they didn't win the Super Bowl, but they got there. As you know, my good friend Spike Eskin pointed out to me, the Kyle Shanahan wins big games all the time. Now, didn't win the Super Bowl, but I do think there would be coaching. They have a good coaching staff. Kyle Shanahan is a good coach. Robert Saleh, a good defensive coordinator. I don't love like the players. Like, I don't think they have great receivers. George Kittle is obviously a very good tight end. Christian McCaffrey, big matchup problem, good running. We'll see at that point how the Eagles run defense is playing. We'll find out a lot this week in Buffalo. But the Niners, there, like, I've been there. It's not a hard place to play. It's in the middle of nowhere. The Niners, for such a historic franchise, like, not a, like, a fan base that you walk in and you're like, oh, you can't possibly win here. It's so loud. Like, that's just not what the Niners are. The weather would presumably be nice. I think they have a grass field. So, like, playing there would not be terrible, but they would be the one seed. They, you know, I guess, obviously, like, they either be coming off the bye or you'd be playing them in the championship game. So it'd be one game away from the Super Bowl. And something clearly is happening there, right? Like, actually, speaking of Spike, saw him tweet out, if you look at Brock Purdy, he has, like, a lot of advanced metrics that show he's been unbelievable this year when he's played. So for me, that's the clear-cut three toughest games: at Chicago, home versus the Rams, and then at the 49ers. So now the other potential games, right? So there's six opponents, six teams outside of the Eagles. They have six potential games. Home versus the Packers. I know that they're banged up and they're missing Micah Parsons, but they are playoff tested. They've played the Eagles a bunch. There's a familiarity there, which I think, you know, unfamiliar makes it tough too. So I'm going to be talking out of both sides of my mouth here, but, like, they barely beat them in Green Bay. I think they would beat the Packers. I think they would win these final three games, to be clear. But the Packers, I just, with the playoff experience they have, I still think Jordan Love is probably the best quarterback of the remaining ones we're talking about. They still have a decent defense. Like, I think the Packers would be tougher than the Panthers or the Seahawks. So my final three would be home versus Packers, and then home versus Panthers. I'm going to put them ahead of the Seahawks, and everybody's going to say that's crazy. But I would be, like, almost petrified of the Panthers in the way that they would come in with nothing to play for, right? Like, you know, like, they would come in to Philly with, like, the most house money I might ever have seen an opponent come into an Eagles postseason game with. They weren't supposed to make the playoffs. They weren't supposed to win the division. And they would have, at this point, won a playoff game. I mean, I think this might even, like, have to be the championship game, right? So we all know how it goes, Eagles versus Panthers in championship games. Didn't work out last time. I think the Eagles would win the game, but Bryce Young can move around. They have good receivers. They would believe in themselves. I think the Eagles would be heavy favorites, which I know they win as heavy favorites, but I think everyone would already be booking their flights to San Francisco, and there is a fear in doing that. So I would put the Panthers ahead of the Seahawks, and maybe I'll end up being wrong about the Seahawks, but I'm just not impressed by them. I'm not. Like, they beat the Rams, but they needed a lucky two-point conversion to do it. Sam Darnold had two interceptions. Their defense, which is supposed to be so good, got lit up by the Rams offense. So anytime they play a good offense, the Seahawks defense pretty much gets lit up. Sam Darnold in the playoffs in Philadelphia. I know the Eagles struggle against the Seahawks, but I would welcome an Eagles-Seahawks matchup. So as I look at the potential matchups here, I would go the hardest at Chicago, followed by home versus Rams at 49ers, home versus Packers, home versus Panthers, home versus Seahawks. So that would be, like, the way I would rank them. If I go strictly opponents, it's not that different, but Rams, Bears, Niners, Packers, Panthers, Seahawks. So really just swapping the Rams and the Bears there. But I think the Eagles can win any of these games. Chicago would be hard. The Rams would be hard. But if they go to Buffalo and win on Sunday, I think they'll be favored in maybe any of these games. And in order to do that, they're going to have to win some key matchups. So on the other side, we are going to go over five key matchups in this game for the Eagles to get a win against the Bills. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. A bold cranberry and winter spice flavor fusion, Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry is a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season. And only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
So good, so good, so good.
New year, new gear. Thousands of fresh active styles are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Save on top brands like Nike, Puma, and Free People, starting at just $35.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
There's always something new.
Plus, join the Nordy Club to shop new arrivals first, unlock exclusive discounts, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
Okay, so it's good to look ahead to the playoffs, but Can't look too far ahead because, man, this Buffalo game on Sunday is a big one. I'm telling you, if they beat the Bills in Buffalo on Sunday, the vibes and the confidence around the team and from the fans and from like the national media and the local media on how this team is viewed is going to be crazy. Like, what's the expression Nick used? You know, you can smell perfume, but don't drink it or something like that. Like, after all season, the team really kind of being, you know, fairly, I would say for the most part, like criticized for their play. They are then now going to be viewed once again as kind of that juggernaut team that nobody wants to play. And I think that's probably how they should be viewed. Like, I don't know if I think they're going to win the game. I'm leaning one way on it. I'll hold my prediction. But like, I think just going up to Buffalo and competing will be impressive. But if they can go there and win, that would be an impressive win. In order to do that, there are a few key matchups. There's a lot of matchups in the game, but I have five key matchups that I think will dictate whether or not they win this game. So let's get it started with Lane Johnson versus Bills edge rusher Gregory Rousseau. Now, Lane's expected to play on Sunday, right? Now, until he is out there on the field, I think it's fair to note, like, it could be Fred Johnson. You just never know until Lane is actually out there. But let's assume it is Lane Johnson. And not an easy matchup for Lane Johnson to come back to. Rousseau is their best edge rusher, I think, somewhat comfortably. Joey Bosa is pretty good. He doesn't have the pressure numbers that Rousseau has. But Lane Johnson coming back into this one is a tough one. First of all, the weather, a factor here. The weather on Sunday is going to be likely wet. It looks like it's going to probably snow. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. It's going to be tough for footing, right, for linemen. And Lane is dealing with a foot injury that is now going to be tested in terms of being pushed back, right? So if Lane was healthy and like had played a bunch of games in a row, you would feel good about him in this matchup. Gregory Rousseau is a good player. He is not a good enough player to win a matchup against Lane Johnson. Almost no edge rusher is when Lane is at his best. So how Lane plays against Rousseau is critically important for this game. It is also going to be telling for what type of Lane they can expect the rest of the season. Now, it is his first game back, so I don't think like he could play on Sunday and, you know, be average, and then you could think with a game under his belt with the, you know, presumably week off in week 18, then you would feel good about him in the postseason. But it's a tough matchup, and shutting Gregory Rousseau down is key because the Bills are a bad run defense. They really can only make plays on the defensive line when it comes to rushing the passer. So if you're shutting down Gregory Rousseau, if Lane's able to do that, it's really just Joey Bosa at that point. They don't have any defensive tackles to worry about when it comes to getting after the quarterback. So really tough first game back for Lane, but that matchup versus Gregory Rousseau to me is an absolutely key one. All right, second, this is a good matchup for the Eagles, I think. I think the Rousseau one's a tough matchup just because of all the context of it. This is a good matchup for the Eagles. Cooper DeJean versus Khalil Shakir. So the Bills don't have many good receivers. In fact, they really only have one. We'll see if Keon Coleman plays. You really never know with him until the game starts because he could be a healthy scratch. But Khalil Shakir, in an absence of any other receivers, has been their number one guy this year. He has 88 targets. It's the most by a wide margin. But he lines up in the slot. He lines up in the slot the vast majority of his snaps. And as a result, that means he will be going up against Cooper DeJean. Now, Cooper DeJean, probably the best nickel corner in the NFL. And he's great at everything, right? Like, he's great at everything. That's why he's one of the best nickels, if not the best nickel. I think his strength is probably more like being physical in the box. I think he is very good in coverage. We have seen that, obviously. But the good thing about Shakir is he doesn't go deep very often. He only has 6 targets this year over 20 yards. So this sets up nicely for Cooper. And if you can shut down Khalil Shakir, they just don't have much else there. There's Brandon Cooks, Gabriel Davis, but who knows? Like, they probably won't even get a catch between the two of them. Gabriel Davis might not even play. Keon Coleman, if he plays, does complicate things, but he's A, obviously inconsistent the way that he's been a healthy scratch 3 times. But 2, you would like the Quinyon matchup there. I would even like the Adoree matchup there, like a veteran corner against a obviously like very raw young player that's having issues. So like issues in terms of staying on the field. I do think that the Cooper versus Khalil matchup, Khalil Shakir, is a big one. And I think the Eagles will win it. So I don't think the Bills will be able to pass the ball much on the Eagles. I think they have really good matchups there. But Cooper shutting down Khalil Shakir is the first step in making that a matchup that they'll win. All right, next up, Jalen Phillips versus right tackle Spencer Brown. So the Bills, as we talked about yesterday, have an outstanding offensive line, but the weakest part of it is Spencer Brown. Spencer Brown, I think it's like 48th in the league, according to Pro Football Focus, in offensive tackle pass rush, or pass blocking, I guess I should say. The other tackle, Deion Dawkins, is very good. Their guards are good. Their center is good. The right tackle spot is where the Eagles can win. And the good news is, much like Cooper DeJean with Khalil Shakir, it's a good matchup for the Eagles in that Jalen Phillips is the one that should be lining up across from Spencer Brown. And as I said on the pod yesterday, but I'll reiterate it again, this is why you traded a third-round pick for him. Primetime game, basically, right? Like 4:30, Buffalo, Tom Brady calling it. Like, this is the game of the weekend, right? This is why you gave up a third-round pick for him. He's gone up against Spencer Brown as well. He went up against him probably multiple times, but I only looked at one time, and that was week three when he was still with the Dolphins. Jalen Phillips, of course, went up against Spencer Brown, had five pressures in the game, no sacks. Like, bring Josh Allen down, and that's obviously easier said than done. He's a big dude. He moves. Like, I get it. But win the matchup against Spencer Brown, get Josh Allen out of the pocket. And the Eagles have matchups they can win elsewhere, but the Bills are a very good pass-blocking line. But the key to breaking that unit is to winning this matchup. So Jalen Phillips versus Spencer Brown, huge matchup in the game. All right, next up, Jahad Campbell versus James Cook. And I know this is not like a clear one-on-one matchup, but we'll see what happens with N'Kobe Dean this Sunday, right? Probably not going to play. Just because of the magnitude of the game, I would not rule him out until he is literally ruled out. Maybe by the time you're listening to this, he is ruled out, right? But N'Kobe is a key to their run defense. When he came in, they started being better against the run, and Vic likes him out there against the run. Well, it's a really tough week not to have N'Kobe if they don't have him, because the Bills are the best running team in the NFL. They lead the league in rushing yards, rushing attempts, rushing touchdowns, and they're second in the league in yards per attempt. So a very impressive running game. And that's because of James Cook. James Cook is awesome, right? He's hard to tackle. He's fast. He has breakaway speed. And stopping him is going to be absolutely key, right? Like, if you told me they held James Cook to 65 yards rushing, I would almost guarantee you they won the game. And that starts with the linebackers. Clearly, it starts with the defensive line too, which we'll talk about in a second. But if N'Kobe's not out there, or if he is out there, but he's not able to play his full allotment of snaps, which would be surprising if he does, Jahad's going to be out there. And one of the reasons Jahad has not been playing is because of run defense and how good N'Kobe is at it. So Jahad, it's a really tough spot for him, right? Like, hasn't played a lot of snaps for the vast majority of the past, like, six, seven games, and then comes in against an elite run team. Like, it's a really tough spot for him. I don't think him struggling on Sunday would be some huge indication of who he is as a player, but it's a key one. If he can go out there and play well and, like, help them shut down James Cook, that would be extremely promising for where he's at as a player. But containing the running game, stopping James Cook, the linebackers are a big part of that, and Jahad's going to be out there in a way he's not in a few weeks, and so he is a key in this game. All right, the final one, and in some ways the matchup I'm most interested in this game, the Eagles' interior offensive line versus the Bills' interior defensive line. And I know this is cheating a little bit because it's not a player for a player, but the Eagles' interior offensive line has not been able to run the ball up the middle this year. They've also not gotten push on the tush-push, right? The Bills' interior defensive line, not that good. Terrible against the run. Not a ton of great players there, if any great players. This is a matchup the Eagles' interior offensive line should win. And if they do, the Eagles have a good chance to win the game. If they can run the ball up the middle, we know they can run it to the sides. They've been better at that. But if they can run the ball up the middle, then they should be able to run the ball against the Bills. The Bills are terrible against the run. They gave up 200 yards four times this year. They've given over up over 100 yards 11 times. So if the interior of the offensive line can beat the interior of the Bills' defensive line, they got a good shot. So Cam, Landon, Tyler Steen, like, huge, huge game for you guys. Go out there and dominate like you're able to, and the Eagles should be able to win the game. But I think seeing the interior of this Eagles offensive line versus the Bills' interior defensive line, it's a big matchup in this game, and also a good indication of where the Eagles are at. And that's like a theme in this game, right? Is let's see where the Eagles are at. I think the Bills are further along this year in, like, playing their best football. They've won 7 out of 8 games. Like, they're just further along. But I do think that the Eagles can get where they at, can get where the Bills are at. And we'll see in this game how close they are to the 2025 Bills. The Eagles as a franchise are ahead of the Bills, but we'll see how close the 2025 Eagles are to the 2025 Bills in this game. And the interior line and the way they play will be a big part of that. So hopefully you're enjoying your ride to Buffalo to come hang out with us in Buffalo. You know what would be fun? A last second decision to drive to Buffalo. Imagine if you just got in the car and said, let's go hang out with James and Elliot. We'll eat wings. We'll drink beer. We'll talk Eagles football. And we'll see Buffalo, because it is kind of like Lambeau Field in the way that it's like a football town you got to go see. So maybe a last-second decision to come hang with us. Wouldn't that be what life is about? Like, spontaneity? Imagine you just listen to the pod. You text your friend or significant other like, yo, we're going to Buffalo. Pack up. That would be cool. And if you do it, that would be awesome. So come hang with us in Buffalo. If not, we got a weekend full of fun content for you guys. So go out. Enjoy your Friday. Thank you for listening to me. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Capital One Arena on March 7th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.